Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
This morning, I'm here for a short time. You know, I don't preach long. I don't preach. I've not changed. And this morning, I want to preach about doing more. Doing more. Because that is what many don't do. That is the amazing experience I have had in my frequent encounters. And it's as if it's the normal way of doing things, that things, as you grow, you do less and you cool down. But as I've followed my father, we have somehow walked the opposite. I am at the age where I am permitted to do less. You understand?
What you say?
At my age, I can sit down, cross my legs, drink
Coca-Cola,
get up once in a while, and then go and walk around and come back and say, "Where's my lunch?" Because my classmates, they have stopped working. They have gone home. They are on our class page. What I see is kinky and fish, plantain, fried. Somebody's lunch. Just post it on the page. But my spiritual father, at my age, he said,
Patrick,
I know you have built churches. There's no doubt, Tamale, we built many churches. There's no question. When you came to Kumasi, you did it again. Now you are at the age where you are allowed to sit back and enjoy the fruit of your labor and become a grandpapa. But build one more church. Build one more church. He said, leave this place.
Yes, free.
Not for retirement. But go and build one more church. I know you've done more than 100. No problem. He said, well done. Well done. Very well done. But build one more church. Yeah. And when I said yes, and we went, I told my church, we are building 10 more churches.
Yes,
I told them, we are building 10.
Yes, do.
So my first branch is in September. Put your hands together this morning. Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this beautiful church that you have built. Thank you for how far you have brought us and all that you are doing in this area. I pray that, Lord, the anointing will be even more increased to a higher dimension in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here, oh God, to be part of that flow, that work of God in this land. I pray that it will be a turning point in our lives and we shall not be the same again. Thank you for breakthrough that is coming around the corner. Let it be our story that we were here and a part of it. Bless us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Bishop Henry. Amen. Thank you so much for Bishop this invitation. I'm not preaching long. I don't preach long. But it's not by force to preach short to you. It's not by force. Turn to Revelation chapter 2. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2. It's one of the Bible's books of the Bible outside the gospel where you see red letters. Because those are the words of Jesus. So, chapter
2,
verse 18. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things said the Son of God, who has eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works and the last to be more than the first. And the last to be more than the first. I think I've almost finished my preaching. This is it. That your last works. Not your first, what you did some time ago. If you have done nothing, you are sankwaspa. But there's nobody here like that. So everybody has done something before. But what Jesus is saying, that what you are doing, the last is the current.
And he said,
I don't know what school you went to. That last is the first one. No. Last is what you are doing now. And what you are doing now is more than what you have ever done before. Easy to read version. I know what you do. I know about your love and your faith, your service and your patience. I know that you are doing more now than you did at first. You are doing more now. Are you listening to me? You are doing more now than you did at first. The general fear that we have is backsliding. That is what is we are fighting all the time, backsliding. And so, in this case, what he said that you are not backsliding at all. You are doing more now than you did at first. You are not doing less. and said, you are not doing less. There is no danger of backsliding in you. I didn't hear amen. The New English Testament. I know your deeds. Are you listening? Your love. Faith. Service. Steadfast endurance. In fact, your more recent deeds. Some of you, the last time you fasted was about 7 years ago. Your last quiet time, you have forgotten your last quiet time. There is no recent deeds. All the things you did, you know, when I was a younger boy, that's all. All that you can say is past tense.
You have become quiet.
I don't care at all. You have become quiet. Only past tense. All that you are saying is when I was in school last year, last 2 years, but there are no recent deeds. It's been a long time that you fasted or prayed on your own. These days, when they fast, you always somehow pass back door and eat something. Every fast, there's carrot in your pocket, banana in your pocket. There's something somewhere because of your stomach, your health. There's always a reason. The last time you came for a prayer meeting that you came early and went at the end is
1942.
Now when you come for a prayer meeting, you park outside, you stand outside until 11:30, then you come in for 5 minutes, then you go out again, then you have disappeared, you have gone home. But when you were younger, you used to come for prayer meeting.
Now about prayer meeting.
You used to come and sit here in the corner the whole night. But there are no recent deeds. New Living Translation. I know all the things you do. I have seen your love, your faith, your service, and your patience, and your patient endurance. And I can see your constant improvement. Constant improvement. You are always getting, doing things better and more. Amen.
Amen.
Some people, they are always changing their phone for a new phone. Always changing car for a new car. Changing shoe for a new shoe. Everything, many things in your life are improving. But not your work for God. Constant improvement. Never the same. Never content with things as they are. That's what Jesus is asking of us. Tap your neighbor. What have you improved in recent times? The voice translation. I know your deeds. Love.
Do.
Faithfulness.
Ujidie.
Service.
Awesome.
endurance, your labors greatly increase in quality as you travel along this journey. No, I mean, I think I've finished my preaching. Ask anybody, what have you done better?
Now,
you are looking for promotion. You are doing a master's, bachelor's, master's, getting a higher degree. You are trying to get visa to travel to America. Just to go and improve yourself. But what has improved in quality in your service for God?
I don't know.
Bishop Henry, they have become very quiet too. Anyway, we today do miss once in a while, so today is the game. Amen.
Amen.
Common English version. I know everything about you. Including your love. Your faith.
GDA.
Your service.
Awesome.
And how you have endured. I know that you are doing more now than you have ever done before. Are you here this morning? You are doing more now. Improving in quality. No hint of backsliding. There is like to be complacent, to be stationary. No. Rather, I'm doing more. Look, if anybody in this room should sit down and rest,
it's
me. If like say fine, let's compare notes.
Bring your
work, I'll bring my work. Bring your life, I'll bring my life story. Bring your churches, I'll bring my churches. And we'll compare and see what we have done. And we'll say one of us should rest. And we'll see who they will vote for to rest. And they'll just look at us and say, look, let's check, when did you start? How many travels have you made? How many different countries have you been to? They'll say, Master, wa bre pa. Pastor Sabre is you. Pastor Sabre, come and rest. Come and rest. Come and take your time and rest. But that's not what's happening. It's the other way around somehow. I don't know how, but somehow it's the other way around. And somehow we are the ones who are rather working more. Nice young children's. Look at Godson. Nice young children's. Nice young. Look at all the young choristers. And choristesses. All of them sitting down, beautiful, dressed, waiting for weddings and waiting for other things. But the message of Jesus this morning is, you can do more now than you have ever done before. You can do more now. You can do more. I don't know what you have done before. In fact, I know. It's not much. But it doesn't matter. That's why he's saying that starting now, you can do much more.
And it's now worker say a free sabre you call obetimi aye bebre.
I didn't hear an amen.
Man say amen.
I didn't hear a loud amen.
Man say amen, Kesey.
Ask your neighbor, what have you done before? Ask
your neighbor.
Ask him, and then ask him, so why are you resting? No, no, hold your neighbor by the dress. Ask him, what is wrong with you? You are not serious at all. You have not done well till you are resting. You have not gone far till you are already stopping now. You are going to Tamale and you have come to Ofinsu and you are resting. Are you serious? What is wrong with you? At least get to Kintampo or get to Bwipe or Yape. Get somewhere that you have gone far. That when you are resting, you know that you have tried. But you just here, no, abortion. You are just resting. Say, oh, my bread. What is wrong with you? Rise up and do more. I said, rise up and do more. Do more than you have done before. If you are clapping, clap well. I don't know why you are clapping. Clapping, cry. You can't clap well. No, rise up. I mean, that's what these are the words of Jesus. That you can do more. First Kings. Chapter 17. I'm talking to somebody tonight, this morning. I'm talking to somebody. I'm happy to see that you are where I left you. You have not gone to another place. I'm happy that you are still stable in church. But do more. I'm happy to see the dancing stars, the film stars, and all that. I'm happy to see them, the same people. I'm happy. But do more. Susan is still taking pictures. No problem. But do more. 1 Kings 17. 10. So Elijah went to Zarephath. And he went to the town gates and saw a woman there gathering wood for a fire. She was a widow. And Elijah said to her, bring me a small cup of water to drink. He's asking for something small. Amen. He's asking for something small. And what the woman say? She agreed. As she was going to get the water. She agreed. You want water? I mean, remember it was a drought time. No, you have forgotten. It was in the time of a drought. When they've locked the water, some of you stop giving water to your neighbors. You have just become armstrong, even over water. But this woman, she agreed to give water to a stranger. In time of famine, of droughts. I am shocked. I am surprised. You are not clapping for the woman. You are not clapping. This, I mean, if it was you, you would not do it. I'm not. You're okay. She was going. And as she was going, Elijah said, bring me a piece of bread too. Hey, he was asking for more. The woman had tried. She had agreed to give him some water in difficult times. And she had a son. She wasn't alone. But he asked for something more in addition. Are you here this morning? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
What's the American?
She asked for something more in addition to what she had already done. And the woman said, I promise you, before the Lord your God. Etrese say, I swear God. That's what she said. I swear God that I don't have but a handful of flour in a jar and a little bit of oil in a jug. I came here to gather a few pieces of wood for a fire to cook our last meal. When we say the last, I mean, not everybody understands the last. Some people, when you say the last, there's still money there. Some people, when your ATM, your account is you say, oh, it's empty. When we check, about a 3 or 2, 4,000 is there. Empty. One day,
that could be.
I check my Momo wallet. 32 passwords were inside.
Not 32 passwords.
32 passwords.
32 passwords.
Have you been there before?
Walk on water.
Hey, zero. You are passing. No, I mean, it was empty. Nothing. And the woman said, what I have is really empty.
No, sir.
Now, you see, sometimes when it comes to offerings and things, you say, oh, I don't have money. But you have money. True or not true? You are not minding me again. True or not true? How many have said, I don't have money? Meanwhile, you have money. Can I see your hand? You said it. You said it. I don't have money. But there was. It wasn't empty. It wasn't empty. Over here. Philo, you have not said something before. Uh-huh. Yes. This woman said, really is nothing. And the man said, verse 13, Elijah said, don't worry. Go home and cook your food as you have said. But first, make a small piece of bread from the flour and bring it to me. Then, cook for yourself. The Lord God of Israel says, this jar of flour will never be empty.
Nadia Erade Israel Yankupon can say, Da Echi Simone and Whoopi Becker or Adekradia Muko Sibra Erade.
And this jug will always have oil in it.
Echi Simone and Whoopi Becker Muda.
I'm giving you just 3 points. Number one, I know you have done something before. Oh, yes. I know. You have done so. Look, somebody has danced before.
Obi Asada.
Yeah. There are some former dancing stars who are sitting in the church now.
Dancing stars versus so much and sorry.
There are former choristers who are no longer choristers. They have, is it a promotion or what is it? That they have become church members from chorister to church member. Is it a promotion? Ask them. Is there a time? But you see, many of us, you have done something before. Ask your neighbor, what have you done before?
So,
you see, it's amazing. We, many of us, as you sit here nicely and quietly, there was a time when you were a champion. There was a time when you were doing, either you were a lead singer, a lead somewhere, doing very well. But amazingly, amazingly, many people at a certain suddenly they just drop out.
Now, so,
I don't want to mention Bacenta leaders.
No.
I won't mention Bacenta leaders. No. No. Bacenta leaders. I should mention Bacenta leaders. I should call Bacenta leaders. Those who were once bringing people, now they come alone. I should talk about Bacenta leaders.
No.
Thank you. I won't. If I do, I won't finish again. Once you were gathering, I won't talk about Bacenta leaders. Once you were bringing people, once you were gathering 10, 15, 5, you were gathering people somewhere in town. No, I say I won't go there. No, Ishmael, I won't go there. Abraham, I should mention Bacenta leaders.
Me,
in this church. No. You have done something before.
Why are you leader?
And that's the great thing about this church. You know, in this church, it's amazing. Many people, when they come new, they work. It's a wonderful, wonderful revelation that is happening. When they come, when they are new in church, they are young in church, they have come not too long ago, they are very active. They are bringing their friends, bringing their classmates, bringing people to church, even their relatives. But somehow, at a certain point in time, they slow down. I don't know whether I'm talking to somebody this morning. It's only my new church that we have this behavior there.
It's
in Apomasi where this thing happens. Not in Bantama, the center of Kumasi. No. Yeah. You have done something before.
Why you be paying?
I said you were once a star, a leader, choir, dancing star. Corey, I don't know what it is. You were once doing something. I don't want to mention pastor. No, I should mention pastor. Why are you? Don't worry me like that. Don't worry me. I mean, Gustav is here. Don't worry me. Don't worry me at all. Don't worry me that I should come and call people by name. No, I won't. I won't call your name. Don't worry. No, I won't say your name. I won't say your name. No, I won't. Who said I should say the name? I should say it. I'm coming to say your name. No, you've done something before.
Yeah, yeah, we've been paying.
We have. Oh, it's not true.
And then you're not.
Ask your neighbor. Have you not done something before?
Beside your tone, China said, "When you be paying."
No, it's even now, for you ask your neighbor. You are holding on to your. Have you not been a gatherer, a leader, a prayer? Have you not come for prayer? Have you not done something before?
When you be paying.
But number two,
they are talking to me, you know.
Is the woman was actually a widow. Actually, she had no husband. And she actually had a son. And so actually, things are going to be tighter and harder than before.
And
actually, it's not that we are exaggerating that Ghana is hard. So things are, no, it's not that Ghana is hard. It is really hard. It is an actual description of her situation. And it is a real fact that this is my last. Some of you understand. Some don't understand. This is my last. And you see, what I am saying is that you may really have a case, a genuine case that things are tight, I'm busy. It's a genuine case, really busy. It's true. It's true. It's not that we are exaggerating. You are really busy. You are really having an assignment. You really have homework. You have exams. Exams are coming very soon. And you have 3 books to read. It's a real, genuine situation. It's real.
Yeah.
It's not that we are just trying to make excuses. My wife is actually sick. The baby has running stomach, diarrhea. Every 5 seconds, he's coming. It's a real problem. Ask the doctor. Doctor, is it not a problem? Is it not serious? Very serious. Running diarrhea like water. What should you do? Run to hospital. Yes, it's a real case. Ask any parents, when your child has exams, what will you tell your child? You mind me again? I said, Agi, when your child has exams, what will you tell her the day before the exam? What will you tell her? Stay home. Don't go to any foolish meeting. Stay home and learn. Yes, you have a real, genuine reason. She was a widow. She was a widow. She didn't have money. Look, we are going to where? Somewhere, and you don't have money. How can a nice lady wearing high heels? How can she go? No, I mean, let's be real. You are wearing, let me see your heels. Come here. This, give me your shoe. Come and see this high heel shoe. How can you walk from here to this is small. Who has higher heels? Colette, bring your shoe. You are wearing high heel shoe. I can't to stand here like that. You are wearing this shoe. We are going to Asafo. How can you walk to Asafo wearing this shoe? I mean, how can you walk? You are hiding your shoes now. You are putting your leg under the, you see. Okay, who has higher than this? Who has higher? Be honest. Is it higher than this? This is higher. This is a champion. When you are wearing this shoe, how can you walk to Asafo? Can you walk to Asafo? No. But I mean, let's be honest. Lizzie, you can't walk to Asafo wearing this. You can't. You can't. Let's be honest.
No.
So it's a real problem. Wear your shoe again. No, she was a real widow. She was a real widow. She
had.
Sometimes it's as if we don't care. We're not realistic. As if we are ignoring realities. When we are asking for 1,000 cedis, don't you know I have children in university? Don't you know that I have to pay rent within the next few months? Don't you? I mean, sometimes, Bishop Henry, as if we are unreasonable.
I thought I had to say that.
I don't know why you are quiet, but I don't care. I'll finish and go back to my church. As if sometimes we don't know that you have also a family man, you have a wife, you have children, you too must go home early sometimes. Don't we know that? Are we not reasonable? Don't you have any feelings for the people, a mother and a baby on her back, is hot sun, you are saying she go on outreach, the baby is crying. Let the mama go home with her baby and sit at home and then do baby careful. Can't you go home and do something like that? Are you not reasonable? It's okay, you can't just eat. But you see, that is the woman the prophet said, give me more. Are you here this morning? Give this woman, this person who has exams. We have a conference coming up, and you have exams. I know, but this same person is the one we are asking to come for the conference. The same person. We are asking for extra hours of rehearsal. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. We know that things are tight. We know. I know that your mother is a very difficult woman and your father is unreasonable. I know. But we are saying, come again and stay not to 2 or 3 or 4, but till 6. We are saying, do more. I don't know whether you are not interested. Do more. Yeah. You have done before. And things are hard. But it does not change the request. Elijah stood there and said, Madam Widow, do more. Don't just give me water which you have tried to give
me.
But go ahead, one step. Go ahead. And do more. And give me bread. Even when your own bread is little. Look. Today, I'm coming to take an offering. It's a long time I took an offering here. Do you have envelopes? Look, my church, sometimes we don't have envelopes. Do you have envelopes? Keep it ready. I'm coming. Be like, go now. You are going to go home. No. Do something more. Do more than you have ever done before. Do what you have never done. Go higher. Do something of another level of quality. I didn't hear an amen at all.
Amen.
And the woman was complaining. No, not complaining. She was explaining. She was saying that it's a real situation. Things are hard. How many can give me 5,000 CDs? Start calculating. Give me 3 envelopes, 5,000 CDs, and put it here. Start calculating. I've become quiet. Hey, the quiet is sticky. Put it here. 5,000. Yes. I want somebody. You see, what did Jesus say? You have done more than you have ever done before.
Yes, you can say, why you pee? Actually, said, why
you? You have exceeded your own past record. I've forgotten what were the other scriptures. Yes, what did Jesus say? Greatly increase. You have done 500, you have done 200, 700, you have done that thing, you have done it before. Greatly increase in quality.
Yeah, no, do okay.
Constant improvements.
And kind quiet.
Always recent deeds. Today. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is shallow. Amen.
Amen.
They'll say, this man has come. I've come. And you see, the woman had a legitimate reason. But number 3. What did the prophet say? Verse
13.
He said, don't worry. Don't be afraid. He said, don't be harassed. Don't worry. You see, worry is what keeps us from following God to another level.
She saw how no any idea is see and quite say my India radiachi and couldn't pimp.
Worrying and fear is what will make you unable to do the next thing that you have to do for God.
Yeah, hi, any sway is true, and see and quite my intimacy.
You have become quiet. Worrying about money, about time, about work, worrying about many things. I don't know whether I'm saying something sensible this morning. That is what will stop you from obeying God to the next level. Me. I stopped worrying about many things long ago. I told my wife, what I hear God, I will do. The consequences, I don't worry too much. God will take care of us. But it is worrying about what is left. That is what keeps us from going ahead. Matthew 25. The virgins, the five wise virgins, and then the five foolish virgins. That description is unfortunate. But five virgins had oil, and five didn't. Five didn't have oil, and five had oil. And the five who didn't have, it was finishing. They asked those who have, Charlie, you have some, give me some of your oil.
You
have oil. Give me some.
Mami bi.
Do you know what they said? They said no. Do you know why they said no? Because what we have, it will be enough for me. If I share with you, I won't have enough. So I won't give you. Do you think their oil finished before the night ran out? You can be almost sure by the morning, they still had oil in their lamps. You can imagine that they say, oh, what I have is little. But I tell you, it was still more than they needed. They could have had oil that will be remaining, and the next day, there'll be oil still in their lamps.
But because
they were thinking, if I give you oil, what I have left won't be enough for me, I won't give you. Tap your neighbor's head. Purify your mind. Purify your mind. Stop such thinking. You are thinking about yourself. How you will survive. You will survive. Tell your neighbor you will survive. You will do well. You will buy a car one day. You will have a wedding one day. You will do aeroplane. How many have never sat aeroplane before? Never. Since you were born. Raise your hand. Since you were born, you have never sat aeroplane before. One day you see the aeroplane. You fly aeroplane. I said one day, as you are boarding the, remember me, as you are climbing the aeroplane, Ghana Airways or whatever, you will fly aeroplane. America. Where are the Americans? Those who want to go. Where are they? You want to go? You raise your hand too. Okay, be there. You want to go? I said you want to go. Let me tell you a secret. One day, you will see yourself getting down at JFK Airport. I said one day. You don't believe me. I said one day. You know, I was there one day and I was looking at all the islands. Then I was seeing, that, you know, there are some islands, some places there, they are very far away. Then I saw Honolulu. I said, hey, it's a dot in the ocean.
And I said, hey, I said, dot.
And I said, if the pilot can't find the way,
And I'm saying,
where are we going to land?
Pilot, you know,
and then I was thinking, Honolulu, what is it that will take me there in the middle of the ocean?
And maybe say, well, subunum finfin, a dear dependent, maybe because
then last year, I got a message. I said, I got a message. Patrick, you are invited to a meeting. Where? Honolulu. Ah, I was there, so come and see my pictures on the beach. Come and see my pictures. Ah, tell somebody you'll be there. Whatever it is that is on your heart, you will get it. Whatever you are dreaming, you will get it. Whatever you are hoping for, you will get it. I mean, unless you don't have faith. Unless you don't have faith. Our faith works. I said faith works. You will see yourself driving a car. Look, not a sit down. It's a church service. Not an old car, a proper car.
Papa.
I said, you will see yourself overtaking a Mercedes Benz. Hey! One day I was driving.
That could be not me, chica.
In my car.
Oh, my car.
Then I saw one of these small cars coming to overtake me. I said, hey, this small man, you are seeing this big car. You don't fear me. You're overtaking me. He was going to pull away. He overtook me and went. I said, you see yourself driving a proper car. Oh, whatever, look, whatever it is that is on your heart, may God give it to you. I said, may God give it to you. May God shake your life and surprise you with His goodness. One day, remember me. You will never pay a landlord rent again. One day, you will take your money and you are going to the landlord. Who is that? Where is the landlord? I need a landlord. Come, Mr. Landlord. You go to the landlord. Give me envelope. Give me envelope. Give me envelope quickly. And you tell the landlord, Mr. Landlord, this is your rent. It's your last rent. Collect. I won't come again. It's your last rent. I'm not coming again. From here, I'm going to my house. I will not pay you rent again. You know, you're not coming for me this morning. It's your last rent. Somebody is sitting here. I don't have land. I didn't talk about land. I said you will never rent again. I didn't talk about building. I said you will never rent again. I don't know how God will do it. I am not God. I'm not assistant God. I don't know how He will do it. But I know somebody who got a house. Collect. I know somebody who got a car. Collect. I know somebody who was sitting somewhere. A young lady, she was sitting somewhere. A mother rose up and found a nice young man and brought him and said, young man, this is your wife. Young lady, this is your husband. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful couple. I can see you getting married. You say, oh, I want to choose. You'll be there. You have to choose. You are still sitting here. I see. Look, God will satisfy you.
Amen.
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 That's why the prophet said, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. These two things, they will stop you. They will keep you. They will hold you back from doing what God has asked you to do. Look, you want to do more. I tell you, I'm enjoying my new church. It's not like this. No. It's not like this.
And to say,
my church is something. It's something. But when it's finished, hey, you have the picture. Yeah, it's coming. Wow. It's coming. This is the beginning. Wow. Look, when you are leaving this nice place, This one cry has been polished small. You are laughing at me, be careful. He's the one helping me build. When you are leaving this nice place to a certain place, this wall, that you see, they are now pastoring the wall. They are working right now to do the building. Imagine how it was 6 months ago. Imagine how it was when I left. As you are going, it is very possible you will be worried, where am I going? You'll be afraid. I'm leaving here for what? I'm going to be, I've enjoyed my place, and I'm going to leave my place for what? But the prophet said, don't worry. Don't be afraid. Just go. Just go. Don't give. Just give. Just do more. Just whatever it is that you have the opportunity. They have asked you to do something. Whatever it is that you are asked to do, do it.
Yeah.
I said do it.
Yeah.
And the little flour, jar of flour, and the little jug of oil, it will never finish. It will never finish. You will never know poverty again. You will never be in trouble again. You will never be in the night worrying about your children again. Some things will die out of your life immediately. God will rise up and deliver you from every kind of trouble. You'll be amazed how your life will become. Oh, I said you will be amazed at how your life will become. My family, we don't have car. You'll be the first. My house, they don't marry. You'll be the first. My house, those who have gone to abroad, they went by fictitious ways and means. You will go genuine. You will be amazed. God will bless you. God will lift you up. God will establish you. You will go higher and not lower. You will do better and better every year. Every year you are going further and further. Whatever you are giving more and more. You are giving more and more. I said you are giving more and more. God will bless you. God will establish you. God will lift you up. In the name of Jesus, put your hands together this morning. You will do well. I said you will do well. It will be a fantastic story. It will be a testimony how God took me from where I was and set me high up. They'll be asking, are you the same one who came to do a branch in the classroom there? And I'll say, it is I. They will ask you, are you the same person who was working in that school? It is I. Are you the same? You are a teacher, eh? Some private school teacher, so a people teacher. I saw you walking up and down. I mean, somebody like you used to have an umbrella from the sun. I saw somebody, but now I see you with a black Mercedes Benz. Are you? It is me. It is me. God will do it. God will do it. You'll be amazed. As you do more, He will do more for you. Put your hands together this morning. He will do more for you. He is doing more. How do I look? Look, God has been so gracious to us. So gracious to us. I am more encouraged. That's why after the one church, when I got there, I said, no, not one, we are doing 10. When I said I'm doing 10, a certain young man in my church, he said, hey, because he has no plan to do church. No problem. I have been talking about 10 branches for some time now. Then one day I gave him a lift.
And
as I was going with him, then he said, Pastor, those 10 branches, those 10 branches, then I kept quiet. I was smiling in my head. He says, we will do some. I said, yes, you will do some. A certain seed will enter into your heart, and God will turn you around, and you'll do more in Jesus' name. Put your hands together this morning.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 112 75. God bless you.